It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up on the show, Chef Norman Van Aken serves up a word on food, and Jody Horn-Leschinski gives us her Broward Arts Calendar. Now, film critic Dan Hudak previews the 19th annual Palm Beach International Film Festival.
In 2003, director Rich McKay's documentary Broadway, The Golden Age, by the legends who were there, won the Audience Award at the Palm Beach International Film Festival, and understandably so, given the candor and verve of the stories it tells. This year, McKay returns for the 19th edition of the festival, running April 3rd through the 10th, with a sneak peek of Broadway Beyond the Golden Age, which is scheduled for release in the fall of this year. In addition to giving McKay its Visionary Award, the festival will honor Emmy and Tony Award-winning actor Robert Morse, who also appears in the film and is now best known as Burt Cooper on Mad Men. They're giving Morse its Lifetime Achievement Award. In this excerpt from the film's trailer, you'll hear the voices of Glenn Close, Jeff Daniels, John Lithgow, and Liza Minnelli.
Remember that line of Chorus Line? Don't tell me Broadway's dying because I just got here. I think I'm the one that said that.
It was a very exciting time to begin in New York.
I thought we were wonderful and that fortune had thrown us together.
We all started together.
We were all gonna make it. It was all gonna happen.
I remember Meryl sneaking off to second act Liza and coming back and saying, wow, that woman gives everything.
And you hear a voice say, ladies and gentlemen, Gwen Britton is unable to perform. The role of Roxy Hart will be played by Liza Minnelli. And you're on.
You know, I found some footage from Chicago. Ah! Have you ever seen it?
No! Oh, darling, please can I see them?
Of course.
Those were the best dance numbers on Broadway. That was the year that both Fosse and Fred and John and myself won the Oscar, the Emmy, and the Tony.
An audience Q&A with McKay will follow the screening. The opening night film is Belle, which is based on the true story of Dido Elizabeth Belle, the illegitimate mixed-race daughter of a Royal Navy admiral in late 1700s in Great Britain. Although her aristocratic status yields some social privileges, the color of her skin prevents her from fully participating in all traditions. The closing night film is former 90210 star-turned-director Jason Priestley's Cass and Dylan, starring Richard Dreyfuss, about a dying doctor and the 22-year-old girl who makes him reconsider checking out on his own terms. Throw in 14 world premieres, 8 U.S. premieres, and a plethora of parties, seminars, and other special events, and you have the makings of a very exciting week for film lovers in Palm Beach County. We recently caught up with the woman who's making it all happen, Festival President Randy Emmerman, to learn more. Randy, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat. I wanted to know, how many years have you been at it with this festival now?
This is actually my 20th year that I've been a part of the festival.
Wow, congratulations. What have you learned after all these years?
That I'm crazy. I've learned how small the world really is and how we really can communicate with each other.
Interesting. Is that because of the films that come in from all around the world and how they all have similar themes, or is it because of the people you seem to consistently bump into being in the film festival industry?
I think it's from the films, from the filmmakers that we see returning over and over again, people I see and bump into around the world, just like you said, and the message that they bring to us.
I think one question, people may not be aware of this. What does a film festival director do the other 50 weeks of the year when your festival's not going on, or in your case, 51 weeks?
Well, it really takes about 10 months to put together from, you know, starting the film submissions, because we all get in, some festivals get in thousands and thousands of films that you have to go through. And it takes, you know, it's you start off with a draft of what you'd like your next year to be like, looking at other trends of what's going on around the world, what you think your market might be interested. You know, you want to do something different all the time to keep everybody excited.
So it's constantly evolving, and it always struck me as endless work. I just wasn't sure what exactly the endless work was. So that's
right. I mean, you start off, you know, you have to go raise money for the following years. You have to get it known that you start accepting films for the next year. You have to start planning on locations and theaters, and you know, there's so many moving pieces. And really, we have 168 events in 8 days.
Have you had it happen in the past, not this year, but you've had it happen that you've had a big-name celebrity commit to the festival and then not show up or then decommit at the last minute, and then all your promotional material is saying, hey, so-and-so is coming. You can throw them under the bus now. This is all water under the bridge years in the past.
We have, and, you know, one thing is, though, the celebrities that we bring in, it's not like a lot of charities that we're paying them. They're doing this on their own time as a favor to the festival. So if work comes up, they have to go to work. And, you know, there's nothing really we can do about it. You know, they need to work. Their films get greenlit all of a sudden. They might have committed to us months before a film wasn't greenlit or they weren't put in a role. And then they are. So, you know, just like you and I have to go to work, they have to go to work.
Speaking of stars, one thing you're doing this year is you have not only the Broadway content with Rich McKay coming to town, which is kind of being fondly sentimental of yesteryear on Broadway, but you also have the tribute to classic Hollywood on Saturday the 5th, which I think is a really cool idea because it's all about kind of old school Hollywood and bringing the old back in with the new. And it's a clever programming approach.
Correct. And it came out of the Broadway idea with the Broadway film. You're exactly right. And, you know, because Broadway and, like, we made up the party at Sardi's afterwards. And then the classic, you know, the golden era of Hollywood and the glamour of it.
You mentioned the party at Sardi's afterward. That's Bogart's in the movie Co-Palace.
Right.
It's going to be transformed into a Sardi's. So are we going to have caricatures on the wall and 2-foot-high pastrami sandwiches and whatnot at that party?
Well, I couldn't say we're going to have pastrami sandwiches, but, you know, maybe some surprises with the characters.
Oh, very cool. A lot of different things going on, a lot of variety at the festival this year. Mm-hmm. The new programming of Jewish and Israeli-centric films, I think, is a really smart idea. Tell us about that.
Well, there, you know, Palm Beach County, South Florida in general, has a very large Jewish population. And it's not just for the Jewish population, their films, but it's for, you know, everybody to be able to see these films and partake. There were a lot of films available this year. The Israeli films that were getting so good, and there is a market for it here. A lot of these films don't make it into the movie theaters or on cable television or network television, and they're very, very well done.
Right. Those are very well done. The documentaries from all over the world are very well done. We got the shorts program as usual. We got the focus on local filmmakers that you have every year. All right. So with all that important stuff out of the way, let's talk about The Great Chicken Wing Hunt, a film that I is totally after my own heart. This guy travels 2,627 miles and eats 284 variety of wings, and he must have the greatest girlfriend in the world because she goes with him throughout the entire process.
And it's the 50th anniversary of the chicken wing, which I didn't know before this movie.
Yes, which is fabulous.
And afterwards, you're even going to be able to sample the winning chicken wing.
Can I be a judge in the chicken wing contest for that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Other than we're only making the winning chicken wing, so you'll have to judge on that one.
Sounds good. Also, seminars.
But, you know what? It's something else about it. Film festival. Who knew it was the 50th anniversary of the chicken wing?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We needed a film to teach us that.
The film itself, it is a documentary. Can you tell us more about the film itself?
I don't want to give it away, but, you know, it's a search for the greatest chicken wing around.
Concerts this year as well. The Dubliner and Meisner Park is going to be busy. Tell us more about your music coming up.
Well, it ties into a film. We have a world premiere of a film called Mary Lost a Soul, and this group actually does the title track in it. So they're going to come. It's called Above Seclusion. They're well-known in the L.A. market, so they're coming to perform for us here in South Florida.
Very cool. We have Don Hemingway with Jude Law. We have a movie called Ida, which Tony Scott and A.O. Scott in the New York Times called it the best movie that he's looking forward to seeing again in 2014. Another cool movie here called The Girl on the Train, which seemed like a nice mind-twisting, you know, really keep you guessing type thriller. American Jerusalem, Jews and the Making of San Francisco really stood out to me because I never thought about a connection between San Francisco being built by Jews.
Right. And the other thing is we have filmmakers coming from every corner of the world. They're traveling here on their own dime. And look at some of their films. We have someone coming from the UK with a film called The War We Knew, and he actually won our festival 2 years ago with a totally different kind of film called The Best Little Whorehouse in Rockdale. And he's coming back with his next world premiere. We have filmmakers coming from China, from Hong Kong, New Zealand, Australia, the Netherlands, Norway, Argentina, Israel, Canada, Croatia, Kosovo, Turkey.
Fantastic.
I mean, and they're all traveling over here, and it's a way for people to meet these people and get to know them.
Sounds fantastic. Randy, best of luck with the festival this year.
Thank you so much.
The 19th annual Palm Beach International Film Festival runs April 3rd through the 10th and will be held at the Movieco Parisian 20 and IMAX at City Place in West Palm Beach, Cobb Downtown at the Gardens, Lake Worth Playhouse Stone's Eck Theater in Lake Worth, and the Cinemark Palace 20 in Boca Raton. Special events will be held at select locations. For tickets and more information, go to pbifilmfest.org or call 561-362-0003. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Dan Hudak.
Chairman Emeritus of the Florida Film Critics Circle, Dan Hudak, is a nationally syndicated film critic. You can visit him online at hudakonhollywood.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue right after these messages.